It's time for Laughs Uncut. All the hilariousness of Laughs on Fox and none of the commercials. We're starting out strong this week with the brilliant and funny Brandon Vestal from our home base at Pechanga Comedy Club.
I just got back into town and a few days ago, and I was checking into my flight. I'd been on the road for a while, and I put my bag on the weigh machine they make you do at the airline there. And the lady from the airline looked at me and she goes, "Sir, your bag is over 50 pounds. And for safety reasons, we can't put bags in excess of 50 pounds onto the flight." So I'm like, "Oh, no, what am I going to do?" So I start to grab my bag. She goes, "But if you give us $25 more, we'll go ahead and throw it on the plane for you." I'm like, "Well, that's great, but how's that fix the safety issue?" So let me get this straight. If I give you $25 more, you're going to turn on the extra safety features. But it's 747. I didn't know that's how it worked. They shouldn't have gave me that kind of information. We're about to take off. Like, "Sir, you put your seat up. We're about to take off." I just threw a 20 at her. I was like, "Nope." "Here's 5 more. Trey stays down." I'm a Trey down kind of guy. We were taxiing out. I still had my phone out. She came running down the aisle. She was pissed off. She goes, "Sir, you need to put your phone away. The signal from your phone can interfere with the plane signal. That could be very dangerous." I just threw my credit card out. I said, "Don't you talk to me anymore." Everybody gets Wi-Fi. Don't worry about the signals, everyone. I've paid extra for the safety package. We're going to be fine. Turbulence scares the hell out of me. I don't understand how the plane doesn't crash. Getting knocked around like that. That flight home was bad. I start to freak out. I was like, "I got to do something to distract myself, or I'm going to cause an incident on this flight." So I was like, "I'll just put my headphones in and watch what I have on the TV to distract myself." What they had on the TV was that debate. I watched it for like 15, 20 minutes. And I got to tell you, after about 15, 20 minutes of that presidential debate, I was totally cool with that plane crashing. Just, I was, "Take it down. Just take it down right now. I don't want to. Let's do it 500 miles an hour. Perfect. Straight down. It's way quicker than what these two are going to do." I had a flight the other day. I got 20 yards from the gate and the plane stopped and it had to be towed in. You ever been on one of those? That's weird. The pilot come on like it was no big deal. "Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be here a while. We got to wait for a tow. This model plane needs a tow." Like 20 yards from the gate. "You mean the model plane that just took off from Los Angeles, California? Used 2 big-ass engines to get up to 30,000 feet? Soared from sea to shining sea like a proud, bald American eagle? Used its fancy gizmos and concrete to locate one strip of concrete in Baltimore, Maryland? Landed safely, got 20 yards from the gate, and all of a sudden that same plane was like, no. No. I'm tired. I'm making a stand. For all the other planes, America's big. I'm tired of it." I was in Memphis, Tennessee. I went to the Civil Rights Museum when I was in Memphis, Tennessee. I did not have a good experience at the Civil Rights Museum because I was the only white person I saw the entire time. It's awkward. It's very awkward being the only white guy at the Civil Rights Museum. It's very awkward taking 400 years worth of dirty looks all to myself. I didn't learn anything at the Civil Rights Museum. I didn't have time. I didn't have time to learn anything because at every exhibit, I was just apologizing to everybody around me. Every exhibit, I was like... "I would just like to say that I am so Canadian." "What the hell happened here, eh?" "Oh. Shot a commercial for some chips the other day. Nowhere in the commercial for the chips to tell me how good the chips taste. The whole commercial was to tell you that the bag is now easier to open. 30-second commercial probably costs a few million dollars to make just to tell you that the bag is now easier to open. Have I just been super strong my whole life? My whole life, I've just been like, chips. It's not a thing to me. I've probably been blowing people's minds my whole life. Every time I've been in a cafeteria or something, people are like, I never got picked on as a kid. I was a little kid. I never got picked on. They probably saw me open a bag of chips. Knew I was not to be messed with. I had no idea that I never heard of a story like hiker found dead, starved to death, next to a beat to hell, unopened bag of chips. We gotta do something. They can't get to them in time. Had ants in my kitchen about a month ago. It's a very disturbing thing to have ants in your kitchen. There's a lot of them. And they're very team oriented. Ants, very good team. It was weird to want to kill him as much as I did, because there was like one in front, and I was like, maybe he's leading them from oppression. But I had to get rid of them because they're ants. You can't have ants in the kitchen. So I went to CVS to get some bug spray. I only had one kind, this Raid ant spray, and it said on the bottle, this Raid kills ants for up to 4 weeks. And I didn't buy it. So once I kill these ants, I'm going to want them to stay dead. Forever. I don't want scary-ass zombie ants coming back 4 weeks later. Zombie ants are a way bigger problem than regular ants will ever be. I don't even know where you would start with zombie ants. Gotta get a tiny little gun, shoot them in their tiny little heads. It's not practical. A friend of mine just told me today, actually, he's gonna propose to his girlfriend next week. Yeah, so I got about 5 days to stop that. She sucks. First time I ever talked to her, we started talking about Europe. I don't even remember why we were talking about Europe. About 5 minutes into that conversation, I told her I'd never been to Europe. And she flipped out. She's like, you've never been to Europe? You have never been to Europe. Have you never been to Europe? Look, did you know that Brandon has never been to Europe? Have you made it this far in your life and you've never been to Europe? It was easy. It was really easy. I just didn't go to Europe. It's the easiest thing I've ever done in my whole life. I didn't even know I was doing it. I've been doing it this whole time. 100%. Didn't even try. This past summer, we watched the NBA playoffs and she walked in and she goes, are you guys just going to watch basketball all day? Yeah. And this is what she put her hand on her and she goes, guys, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. That's the word she used to describe us. I don't think she knows what words mean. There was nothing disgusting about the way we weren't rubbing mayonnaise on each other's junk. As we watched basketball, I went like, get it, KD, get it, ooh. Ooh. That would be disgusting basketball watching. Then I'd be like, I'm glad you showed up. There's gotta be a better way. All right, get out of here, you guys. I'll leave it with this. I'm very happy to be in the serious relationship. I'm a married guy. I like that because I always find myself in very uncomfortable situations as a single guy on the road. And the worst of that was dirty talk. It's not my thing. Apparently, I would start laughing at the wrong times. A lot of time, I didn't even know it was dirty talk. I gave an example a few years back. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, right? Things were going pretty good after the show with this fine young Georgia peach. And all of a sudden, she stopped everything. She looked at him. She goes, "Hey, is it going to hurt?" I didn't know it was dirty talk. I was honest. I was like, "No." "Oh, you're probably going to walk right out of here. No problems at all. Probably a little disappointed, but you're going to walk right out of here." She's like, "No, Brandon, I want it to hurt." And then it clicked in my head. Like, "Oh, this is dirty talk. Okay. So you don't want to kill the mood with awkward silence, fellas. So you got to say something quick. You don't want to kill the mood." So I had to say whatever was in my head. I was like, "Yeah, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. And I don't have any anesthesia. I don't have any anesthesia. You might want to take a shot of this whiskey. Find something to bite down on." That's what I said. That's what I said. That's what was in my head. I'd been watching Civil War documentaries all day long. And she was into it. She was into it. She's like, "Ooh, Brandon, Civil War history makes me hot." I was like, "Oh, you gotta be kidding me." So once again, I said whatever popped in my head. I was like, "Oh, you like that? You're gonna love this." I grabbed her. I was like, "4 score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent." She's like, "Yes." I was like, "A new nation." She's like, "Tell me some more." I was like, "Conceived in liberty." She's like, "Ooh, take it home, big boy. I think I know where you're going with this." And I was like, "Dedicated to the proposition that all men are created." Oh, I'm done. She got pissed. She goes, "What do you mean you're done? I'm not done. What do you mean you're done?" I just looked down and I was like, "Oh, sorry. Looks like the South loses again. I gotta go." She's like, "You guys, so I burned your house down. I got that out of Atlanta. Thank you."
Want to hear more from Brandon Vestal? Grab his comedy album on iTunes. It's titled Useless Grown Man, and it's the best $10 you'll spend today. Guaranteed. This next comedian is a Feisty Laughs favorite. You've seen her perform on this show as well as host it. Now you get to listen to her uncensored set from Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth, Texas. Here's Lace Larrabee.
Oh my God. Y'all are so nice. I am so excited to be here tonight. And it's not just because I love doing stand-up, but it's mainly because I'm happy to be anywhere that's not a baby shower. Anyone else? These things are horrible. They used to not be so bad, but what's happened lately is these pregnant bitches are getting real ballsy with their registries. I don't know if you've noticed, they're starting to register for stuff for their babies that I can't afford for myself. And I don't like it. Had a girlfriend of mine recently, she registered for, I think it was vegan, organic, paraben-free, coconut lavender body wash. For her fetus. Are you listening to me? I don't know if you heard me. That's insane. That's a nice product. That's something you don't deserve in life until you've been through some shit. I have been through some shit. I am a 32-year-old comedian who travels all across the country performing, usually for free, in front of tens of people at a time. So I have definitely been through some shit. Yet I found myself earlier this week having to cut open a plastic bottle of lotion so I could get that last little dollop out of the top. It's a little life hack for you. We've done that one a little bit here. And it's not even good lotion either. It's like grocery store brand, like fake. It's like Fergan's, right? That's what it is. That's what I'm having to use on my body. But you want me to buy your baby something that's paraben free? How about no? How about I get you some Dawn dishwashing liquid? And you can wash that little son of a bitch in the kitchen sink. Like my mom did me. How about that? all my friends too. I guess they all think they're Martha Stewart, right? They all have to hand make everything for all their showers and their toddlers' parties. They can't just go buy normal decorations. They go to like a craft store and they spend like $65 just on the twine alone so they can make like a banner with their dumb baby's name on it. And it's a dumb name because it's got like way too many E's in it. We all know they could have just used a Y. They try to hand make little goodie bags to give away to you when you're there. And they're like, here, take this. And I'm like, I don't want it. And they're like, but I made it. And I'm like, I just want to tell my friends, nobody wants your handmade gifts. Nobody. If I go to your shower, what I'm looking for specifically is alcohol. That's what I want. It's like, it's not my fault that you can't drink. It's not. I'm not the one who made the mistake. And you never know anyone at these showers either, right? There's the baby showers that you go to that are a lot of fun, right? They're the intimate ones with you and a close friend, but that's not the majority of the ones you go to. The ones you usually go to are like you and a friend, and then it's all of her other friends from the rest of her life. It's just a bunch of people that you know stories about and they don't know you know it. So you're at the shower and you're looking around and you're like, is that the same Sarah that did the thing with the hot dog in eighth grade? And your friend's like, why did I invite you? Again. It's fun though, it's a lot of fun. They're like, well, it's okay if you don't know everybody, we'll just play games. They're fun. No, they're not. They're never fun. There's this one game in particular that's running rampant right now, and I don't know who started it, but I want to get a hold of them. It's this fun game where what they do is they melt different types of candy bars into diapers. Yeah, it's a nice visual, isn't it? Then the people playing the game have to decide by sight and taste. What kind of candy bar it is. It's a really fun game. It's called Absolutely Disgusting. That's what it's called. Nobody wants to play your nasty poop game. Nobody wants to do that. But it's okay, because I came up with another game that I want to replace that one with. It's a lot of fun. You're going to love it. It's called How Much of This Free Champagne Can I Drink Without Telling Your Mother-in-Law You Used to Be a Whore. It's a fun game. I'm pretty good at it. I don't always win, but yeah. It's not my fault. I'm at a magical point in my life right now. You know, this great part of your life where all your friends are having babies and getting remarried. Oh, so much fun. And I, here's the thing. I am in a good relationship, but I don't know if I'm at the point where I want to get married as much as I just want to finally own a piece of jewelry that's not from Target. That's really what I think I'm looking for. And here's the way weddings work now. Like, it's kind of ridiculous to me. We're in the future, right? It's 2016. People are catching Pokemons with their phones, catching them on their junk. They're doing all kinds of stuff. We're in the future. Weddings shouldn't be so antiquated, right? But they are. They're still kind of ridiculous. If you really think about how they work, which I'm sure a lot of you are married in the audience, and I don't care if I'm offending you at all. I'm going to be honest. I really don't. But here's the thing. Like, you've got to wait around for the person that you're with. It's very stressful for them. You've got to wait around and hope they read your mind magically, right? They better pick out the right ring and give it to you at the right time. And they better know exactly what it should look like. But you're not going to give them any hints. And this is the same person, right, that you've been living with for, I don't know, a year to 8 years. And they still don't know how you take your coffee in the morning. Yet you drink coffee every damn day. It's a lot of stress on that person. That's not fair. And then when you get to the actual wedding ceremony, you're given away like some sort of property, right? They ask your dad, who gives this woman away? If that were my family, we'd be standing there, we'd be at the altar, and they'd say, "Sir, who gives this woman away?" And my father would go, "I don't know, herself. She's a grown woman. I gotta be honest with you, I'm not even sure where she lives. I just send her a text message every 6 months to see if she's changed the oil in her car." I see a lot of people too, they waste their bridesmaids. Let me break it down for you. I went to a wedding where the girl had all of her bridesmaids walk down the aisle and then sit in the audience. It's like, what a waste. This is so stupid. If I have a wedding, I'm gonna have all my bridesmaids stand right next to me, and they're all gonna wear big horizontal stripes. Really tight dresses. Got a lot of friends who hate their upper arms. They're going sleeveless. That's what they're gonna do. They're gonna make me look fantastic. Honestly, I think of what I'm really doing is I'm really just waiting for an excuse to get like really skinny. And I know y'all are like, "Oh, Lace, you look fine." No, I mean like really skinny. Like I want people to be worried about me. I want people to talk shit about me in the audience at my own wedding. They're already going to. Might as well talk about how skinny I am. I also just really want here's what I want. I really want my friends to have to finally feel that same awkwardness and regret that I had to feel when I had to buy them gifts for their wedding that I couldn't afford, right? Isn't that gonna be great? So what I'm gonna do is, and I don't need a lot of stuff. I'm a grown woman. I don't need stuff like a gravy boat. I don't need that because nobody does. I've got a lot of furniture in my house. It might be from IKEA, but I think it's furniture. So I don't need any of that. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna register for, get this, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm gonna register for just butt plugs. That's what I'm gonna do. Lots of them, all different sizes and shapes and colors. And y'all are like, "Oh, Lace, are you really into butt plugs?" Not yet. I just want to display them in my house in a curio cabinet, like an adult. I want them to have to present them to me in a fancy gift bag with tissue paper and a nice card, and then give them to me at a shower in front of my elderly relatives, where no one's allowed to drink.
Lace is constantly performing across the country. Find out when she's in your town by following her on Twitter, at Lace Larrabee. Now let's head to the massive Pechanga Theater at Pechanga Resort in Temecula, California. Here's Ron Taylor.
All right. How's it going, people? Good. So, like you said, I'm from Detroit. Anybody familiar with Detroit? It's an appropriate response. We need your help, okay? I'm from Detroit. I moved out to LA. I live in a van. It's not funny. You know you're doing bad in life when you wake up to a parking ticket on your house. Every day I wonder, am I gonna wake up with new neighbors because somebody towed my vehicle? It's not good. I figured out the level of success I wanna reach. I wanna get successful so I can live as comfortably as a white woman's dog. If I can do that, I made it, doggone it. White women love their dogs, just treat me like that. Are you hungry? Tim, forget him, I can talk, I'm hungry. Let me ask y'all something. Y'all might get uncomfortable, but I don't care. What happened to tasers? What happened? Well, y'all don't remember tasers? Well, y'all can't use those no more? Just take your... You ain't got to kill everybody. Just tase them. I'd be all down for police brutality if they didn't use guns no more. Just use a taser. At least you live to tell somebody. Because that's the difference between a funeral and a good laugh. Ain't nothing more satisfying than seeing somebody that was talking stuff get tased in the ass. If you ever having a bad day, go on YouTube and look up women getting tased. You're going to laugh. They're sitting there talking, yeah, whatever, you ain't going to do nothing. Shut your ass up. Get in the police car. I like this place, man. I'm glad you guys didn't have a dress code. I hate dress codes. A dress code is supposed to be a list of stuff that is the attire for that specific establishment. But it's never that as much as it is a list of stuff that young black people wear. You ever seen a dress code and say no do-rags, no gym shoes, no jerseys, no white tees, no hoodies? Just say it, no colors. I get it, all right? And what did that? That's the only thing you can't wear. Meanwhile, I can come in here dressed like Santa Claus and that's all right. But God forbid I wear a basketball jersey. Whatever. And tell me I can't wear gym shoes in Detroit. You know how dangerous that is? Being in the middle of the hood with no traction, you need gym shoes, all right? I don't know, man. Been having problems with women. I don't know why. You're trying to date them. They all want to be my friend. It's like, we're not friends. You don't play basketball. What we going to be friendly about? Fine, you want to be my friend, you got to be just like my guy friends. That means you can't call me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow, I can't sleep. I wish one of my buddies would call me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yo, dog, I can't sleep. Well, kill yourself, all right? You be asleep then, goddammit. Don't call me. So it's weird, man, be dating girls. I mean, like, I do Tinder. I like the dating app sometimes. You don't do that? You do that stuff? It's weird when, like, people bring their morals to a dating app. They say stuff like, just looking for friends. If you're looking for friends, bitch, go to the park, all right? How you gonna come on here and make me feel weird on the date nap? I'm trying to hook up, not looking for a hookup. Well, go home. Don't come on here with that stuff. Tell you guys something else. You know what? I'm gonna tell y'all what's messing up black families, man, more than everything. Take a guess. Don't worry, I'll tell you. It's the dishes, man. The dishes. The dishes has destroyed more black families than anything. I couldn't go to prom because I didn't wash the dishes. I know people been kicked out of their house because they didn't wash the dishes. Like, that's a thing. Like just the dishes. Like black people hate washing dishes. Really, everybody hate washing dishes, but black dishes is hard to wash. Because we cook stubborn meals. Like, you ever tried to get old grits off a pot? You need holy water and a jackhammer to get that stuff off. This stuff is difficult, and it's splitting our families up. White people, y'all don't have that problem. White people cook easy stuff. It's easy to rinse off mayonnaise, just you be done. That's why y'all stick together. White people cook Pop-Tarts. You just blow the dish, y'all. Put it back in the cupboard. I tell you who got it together the most, man. Latinos. Yeah. Y'all stick together. And they got it figured out. They got the dish problem down. They said, we ain't using dishes. We gonna make our dishes out of corn and flour and eat them afterwards. No mess. They use tortillas for everything. That's why you can find 20 of them in a Civic. They got unity powers. I don't know, man. It's interesting. Like, LA is just a weird place. Everybody got their own ideas about stuff. The gay thing is there. Everybody asks the question whether you can be born gay or it's a choice. What do you think? You born gay? Choice? Who cares? Who cares? Like, do you know there are scientists that study whether or not you can be born gay? Why are you studying something you can ask somebody? We wasted our greatest minds on something that can be taken care of with a survey. Like, why are you wasting time on that? Who cares? Have you figured out how to turn me into Wolverine yet? Scientist man, as you splicing DNA to find this thing, give me a healing factor. I'll suck a big fat one for that, all right? That's worth it. If that's all I got to do to have immortality, I'd do it. And you would too, don't lie. You know, what if that was the key to living forever? Just suck a big fat one. Don't say, shut up, you'd do it. You'd all do it. And it'd be funny, because your boys would be lying about doing it until you go out, he gets shot. Oh my God, what happened? He start healing. Wait a minute. You something you want to tell me? No, I got a fast metabolism. Yeah, all right. Sucking big fat ones. I don't know. I use my GPS to get in everywhere. Like, everywhere. Everybody use their GPS? It's my GPS. My daddy hate GPS. My daddy hate anything that came out after he was born. If my father didn't grow up with it, he don't agree with it. Every time I use my GPS, you punk-ass kids and your GPS. When I was coming up, you used to have to use a map. It's like, well, that's terrible. This is significantly better. Why, I can't be using a map. Like, well, I've seen all the lines on there. I'm thinking I'm following the 405 and I'm in the Mississippi River. Then what? And I know his daddy wasn't saying that to him. You punk kids and your maps. When I was coming up, you used to use the North Star. What's wrong? I ain't Harriet Tubman. You can't just go north no more. You might run into something. It made me wonder, how far back do it go? Now, you think it was cavemen talking to their kids? You punk-ass kids in your spears. When I was coming up, you used to have to punch a buffalo. If you couldn't fight, you didn't eat. Am I gonna say that to my kids? Like, ain't nothing left to come out. In the future, only thing that's left to come out is like time travel and cures to stuff. Me talking to my kids, you punk-ass kids and your cures to AIDS. When I was coming up, you just died, goddammit. Just. If you didn't play basketball, you died. You had to own a Starbucks and have a championship ring to live. Whatever. I'm gonna say this and get out of here, man. I'm a lifeguard. What? Why is that funny? What? Negroes can't swim? Yes, we can. Think there ain't no rivers in Africa? I was a lifeguard, and it was funny watching people drown. Not like watching them die, but just, you know, you show your true colors when your life is leaving your body. I hate to make it stereotypical, but black people and white people drown two completely different ways. Like, when black people drown, we just give up. We just throw in the towel on life, just start screaming, just, oh, God, no, 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 God, don't help me, please. Like, look, just stand up. It's just 3 feet, all right? Don't scream for Jesus. He helped you already. He gave you 2 legs. Use them. Stand up. But you can't say that. You get fired. I have to jump in. What's wrong? Oh, I couldn't find the bottom. It was at the bottom, dumb lady. That's where it always is. We didn't move it. We didn't hang it up to dry. It's the bottom. Why would it not be here? White people drown funny. Y'all drown like drowning is beneath you or something. Like you too good to drown. Like it come to a shock to you. You be in denial the whole time. Oh God, no, not me. No, not me. Yes, goddammit. Don't say no, I'll leave you there. I swam in high school. They give us so much stuff for being swimmers. call us gay and lame just because we swam. Like, when did being good at a necessary life skill become lame? Like, you know where you live? Earth. This 75% covered in water. You might want to know how to navigate through this stuff. And they call us gay, provided we was half naked around a bunch of boys the whole time, but you get your own lane. Nobody come in your lane. You ever seen basketball? They checking them up all close. Put some body on, put some box out. That's gay. I'm just saying, look, if a hurricane come, that jump shot ain't gonna work. You gonna wanna know how to swim. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's my time. I'm Ron Taylor. You guys enjoy the rest of the show.
Ron Taylor is one of Laugh's favorite fresh face finds of season 3. He's on a ton of episodes that you can watch right now on Hulu. Make sure you follow Ron at Comedian Ron T on Twitter to keep up with him on his rise to stardom. Our final comedian on today's episode needs no introduction. Oh, you still want me to introduce him? Okay, cool. He needs no introduction, but we'll do it anyway. Here's John Crist.
I'm happy to be here. I'll tell you a little about myself. I was homeschooled. Okay, weird start. A lot of people make fun of homeschool. I never made fun of it. To me, it was like the goodest thing that ever happened to me. So I didn't... Okay. My dad was grew up in church. I just moved to a new city. I haven't found a church yet to go to, so I'm giving my tithe money to this Christian organization that feeds the hungry. Chick-fil-A. It's been going real. My dad, after my parents named me John, I said, why do you name me John? He said, it's a Bible name. We thought if we named you a Bible name, you'd be a good kid. That's not how it works. Okay. Pretty sure in sixth grade, a kid named Jesus stole my bike. I wrote that joke. I'm not even sure if it's racist or not. I don't know. You're like, is it, can you say that? We got to get it together in this country, don't we? What is happening? We are. You ever wonder, like, if you get to heaven, do you got to tell them, like, how you died? You got to check in? You know, if you're like, I was a martyr in Africa, or like, I died out of, like, so you're like, all right, welcome in. Well, you're good to be here. If you're like, I don't think anyone from America's getting in. I got hit by a car playing Pokemon Go. Get out. I don't know where these thoughts come from. These were just thoughts coming to my head. Everybody's like, we need to raise minimum wage. When's the last time you've been standing in line at McDonald's and thought to yourself, this guy needs to be making more money? Not one time. You're like, dude, we need to lower minimum wage, okay? How do you not, you could just hear, how do you not hear what I say and put it in? You have one job. How about lower your put on a belt and learn English, then we'll talk, okay? One thing at a time. Me and one racist guy. You're like, yeah, thank you. Somebody speaking my language. Everybody else is like, yeah, I don't think so. And this guy's like, yeah, finally. He's good. Now we're getting to the good stuff. It's just why people ask me, how do you write jokes? I look at everybody else, I'm like, how do you guys not write jokes? Like, look around. People are just losing it. You go to the mall, you see the sign on the railing says, attention, do not lean on the railing. Why? Somebody leaned on the railing, fell over, and like, now we got to get a sign up. There's everywhere you go. No running, no walking. Here's a curb. Step up. Okay. Like, what did we do before the crosswalk sign? We just had to look and guess? Just go. There's no cars. Go. Now, pretty soon, it's going to be signed, like, no kids in the gorilla cage. Like, go. Oh, get out of here, please. I'm just saying, that gorilla was the most disciplined that kid had had in weeks. I mean, you saw him sitting in the corner. He wasn't saying a word, okay? I wish that gorilla would take that kid to the grocery store. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even looking in the candy aisle. That kid is disciplined. I'm just saying, I was watching that show. I was like, man, they should have shot the kid, honestly. Let's be real. Hold on. That Cincinnati Zoo, $150 million of revenue a year. I looked it up. All I'm saying is, this kid better go on to be successful. Like, if he's 25 and working at Chipotle, we made a bad investment. That's all. You better own a home by 30. We're putting you down, bro. Okay. People need to get it together. I don't know where these thoughts come from. Comics are just, our brains work differently. What are you guys drinking? You just got a beer there, my man? Staying classy. I liked it. What's your name, brother?
Kevin.
Kevin. Yeah, see, people are ordering drinks. The drink names have gotten out of control these days. Oh, was at a show. A guy was drinking a mudslide. You know what a mudslide is? It's like a, I don't know what it is. I was like, I never heard of that. I was like, man, we're so arrogant as Americans. We have alcoholic drinks named after the natural disasters of other countries. Like, go to India and order a mudslide. It's very offensive, okay? Here it's fine, but just you gotta know, it's like going to Ireland and ordering a car bomb. Again, here, no, I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing, here it's fine, but you just gotta know where to, like, what if you were just sitting at a bar and some foreign Russian dude pulled up and started ordering drinks named after American disasters? You'd be very offended. He's like, let me get a Hurricane Katrina. What? It's like 13 ounces of alcohol in a 12-ounce glass. Oh, that's a great joke. Get out of here. That's a great joke. Comes with an umbrella, but it's flipped over at the bottom. I'm just saying, you, you wouldn't order that drink. When he pulls out the bar, let me get an OJ. No, it's just orange juice. And you get to go outside and stab somebody. It's pretty cool. It's a nice drink. That's stupid. Maybe somebody's like, well, I don't know, I had a long day. Let me get a Bernie Sanders. The bartender's like, what's that? Like, that's where you buy a drink you can't afford and the guy next to you pays for it. Okay, yeah, mixed response. Yeah, I don't know, okay. This is Cleveland, know where you're at, sir. Okay, sorry. Okay. We'll tell you what we think is funny. Okay. Make some noise, we got kids. Anybody got kids in here? Couple of you? Kids, kids, it's over. It's over, the future, it's over. I went to, my buddy's got some kids, went to their soccer game. What's the score? All these kids are winners. So that kid's got his jersey on inside out and he's chasing a butterfly. That kid ain't a winner. All these kids are winners. Remember back in the day, there was things based on your race or gender you just wouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? Black kids didn't play tennis. White kids didn't play basketball. Asians didn't play sports. You know what I'm saying? Who are these parents? You can do anything. Pursue your dreams. No, it's time to start lowering the bar, okay? I was at a soccer game. My parents were like, how was the game? I was like, it wasn't very fun. Mom, I sat on the bench the whole time. My mom was like, yeah, those kids are better than you. And we learned. You remember how we learned not to play in traffic? We played in traffic once, got hit. They're like, don't play in traffic anymore. You told your friends. My neighborhood pool this year, no more diving board. As a kid, a kid went off the pool with another kid on his shoulder. One kid landed in the water. The other kid landed on the concrete. That's not the time to laugh, but okay, wow. Very offensive. And they were like, no more diving board. It's not safe for kids. I was like, listen, if kids want to be idiots, we need to start weeding some of these kids out. Yeah, if I was in charge, I'd put a second diving board in the shallow end. Just figure it out. And of course, there's no more. They drained the pool for a week this summer. Drained the pool for a week, sterilized it, refilled it because a kid pooped in there. A 1 week. I'm sorry. When we were growing up, we wouldn't even have gotten out of the pool. My mom's just like fishing it out with a noodle. Swim on the other side, kids. That's not how water works, Mom. Went to the pool with my dad one time. A kid pooped in there. He put it into the drain. Not even out of the pool. Just stirring up like a crock pot, just spitting back out. We figured it out somehow. People are just eating. You ever bought a pair of shoes? You see that silica gel package in there? What's it say on there? Who's eating these? How many people have died? Right, we gotta get a sign up on the silica gel. People are losing it. If I were to the hospital and you called, like, send an ambulance. We ate too much silica gel. I'd be like, ambulances are out of gas, okay? We can't make it, I'm sorry. People are just losing it everywhere you go. You got that one friend that no matter what happens, they just blame Obama for their problems. I got a parking ticket. You know what it is? Barack Obama. Trying to tax the middle class. I was like, you parked backwards in a fire lane right now. Plus, what do you know about the middle class? You work at Quiznos, okay? Okay, no cell phone service. You know what this is? What? It's Barack Obama trying to take away our freedom of speech. I was like, dude, you got a cricket phone. Don't blame Obama for that. People everywhere you go, you just see people. You guys seen a new trampoline these days? My buddy's got one for his kids. 360 degree net around the whole thing, padding on everything metal. There's like an escalator to get up onto that thing. We don't want any kids getting hurt. Dude, when we were growing up, you would get tetanus just climbing onto the trampoline. Remember that thing? Springs would be popping off, hitting kids in the face. Concussions didn't even exist back then. Remember that? You're like, I got a headache. Lay down for a few days. You'll be fine. Drink some Sprite. Sprite? Where's... I was jumping. I had 10 kids on the trampoline at once. Every kid jumped. I got double bounce. I'm a skinny kid. I got double bounce like 15 feet. Like, just launched. I was like, Jesus, I'm here. Like, I was just right. He was like, it's not your time yet. And I came back down. I didn't land on the trampoline, but I landed with a spring in between my legs. I landed right on a spring. Right. Not one of the kids stopped jumping. The spring was still going like this. My dad saw the whole thing. He's like, walk it off. I was like, oh, God. You wouldn't see that in 2016. I was driving out of my neighborhood. I saw two kids jumping on a trampoline with helmets on. Straight up, we used to pull the trampoline up to the house, get the neighborhood fat kid on the roof of trying to bounce us into the neighbor's pool. Cleveland, my name is John Chris. You guys have been fantastic. Thank you so much. You guys have been great. Thank you. Thank you.
That was John Chris performing at Hilarities in Cleveland, Ohio. John is constantly creating content online that cracks me up. Don't miss out on the funny. Follow him at John B. Chris on Twitter. And that's our show. Make sure you follow all of our comedians on social media for the chance to see them live. And hit subscribe for more uncut, uncensored comedy from Laughs on Fox. See you next week.